The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
In my message from last week, titled So Predictable, I predicted that although Joe Biden repeatedly vowed he would never drop out of the presidential race, that he definitely would, eventually. And almost immediately after my message was published or broadcast, he did. I knew it was coming, but I didn't expect it to happen as quickly as it did. And in my last message, I predicted he would say his dropping out was for the good of the party, to make sure that Trump would never again sit in the Oval Office, and to protect democracy. That's essentially what his letter said. As I write this, he's supposed to be making a public appearance sometime this week to make a speech about his decision. That should be interesting and entertaining to watch. Of course, as I stated, Biden dropping out was not his decision. His usefulness to the tyrannical regime in Washington finally ran out, so he had to go. And as I said, he has never been in charge of anything as our so-called president. I believe he's been the puppet of Barack Hussein Obama, who lives just 2 miles away from the White House in D.C. He's never made a single decision of his own. He's told what to do, what to say, what to sign, where to stand, when to sit, and when to shut up. And he does as he's told. What I was not aware of when I wrote my so predictable message was that his exit strategy had been planned for many years. For those who wish to fact check me on this, you'll have to dig into the archives. But before he became VP under Obama, he was asked what he would do in the event he and Obama disagreed strongly on something. And he said, and I quote, "I'd come up with an ailment and retire." Interestingly, he said the same thing regarding then Vice President-elect Kamala Harris in December of 2020. He stated on camera that if there were a fundamental disagreement with Harris, and again, I quote, "I'll develop some disease and say I have to resign." In other words, this was the pre-written, pre-planned script all along. And in other words, he intentionally planned to lie by telling the public, "I'd come up with an ailment and I'll develop some disease." Interestingly, when it actually happened, he didn't have to come up with or develop anything, even though he did claim he had COVID and was going to self-isolate after canceling a rally speech in Nevada on Wednesday. This from the man who claims to be fully vaccinated with all those safe and effective jabs. But you see, his dementia is a real ailment, a real disease, and he's incapable of campaigning, debating, or acting as president. He still plans to finish out his term, which is really not a big feat as long as he lives that long. As I said, he hasn't ever been in charge of running anything anyway. So he just needs to remain a placeholder until January, and then he'll be able to just fade away into the shadows. Poor Joe Biden. He wanted to be president for so long. He campaigned in the 80s to be the nominee, but his lies found him out. Remember the plagiarism scandal? That was the first time I'd ever heard of him. He quoted a member of the UK Labour Party during one of his speeches, claiming the words were his own, but he got caught. Then it was discovered that while at Syracuse University Law School in 1965, he wrote a paper using 5 pages from an already published law review article and failed the course for plagiarism. And then Newsweek called him out for stating he graduated at the top of his law school, when in fact he ranked 76 out of 85 students. Biden dropped out of that race in September of 87, and Michael Dukakis went on to challenge George H.W. Bush, who won in 1988. He tried again in 2008, but couldn't even get 5% worth of support in the primaries, and he lost to Obama. Obama then saw in Biden a man that was easily manipulated and power and glory hungry and chose him to be his VP. But Joe's lies and lack of integrity continued. He's lied and cheated so long it's his entire way of life, as far back as we can trace. He became a U.S. Senator for Delaware in 1972. That's 52 years in politics, and what does he have to show for it? His legacy is one of constant lies, cheating, and political corruption. The media didn't cover for him back in the 80s. They told us the truth, and honesty, good morals, and credibility still meant something to the voting populace back then. But the media most definitely shilled for him throughout the official Obama years and up to just a few weeks ago. Remember his pathetic presidential rallies? A dozen people in attendance, each sitting on a chair inside a big circle, with the circles placed 6 feet apart. And then they trained us to not believe what we were seeing with our own eyes, as they pushed the false claim that he was just so popular. At the same time, you had to show up several hours early to a Trump rally, or you'd be one of those standing in a miles-long line outside the venue, because Trump always filled his rallies quickly with tens of thousands of people. But now the establishment has no more need for Joe and has discarded him to the ash heap of useful idiots. They're done with him. Throughout Biden's career, he's been a liar, a cheat, and an opportunist. He's repeatedly used the death of his first wife and baby daughter to garner sympathy from the public. And even in this, he's lied continuously. It was December 18, 1972, when his first wife, Nelia, and their three children were driving on a rural road in Delaware. Nelia's car swerved into oncoming traffic and was struck by a semi-tractor trailer. For 52 years now, Joe Biden has claimed that driver of the semi-truck was drunk. This destroyed the life of the semi-driver, Curtis C. Dunn, who actually swerved to avoid the collision, overturning the truck, and then immediately tried to render aid to Nelia and the kids. Dunn died in 1999, having lived with the years of defamation by Joe Biden. He spent the last 27 years of his life in deep depression because of it. Court records made it clear that there was no alcohol involved in the accident, and that Nelia Biden's vehicle is the one that went left of center. Old Joe even tried multiple times to use his son Beau's death to his advantage. He's repeatedly claimed Beau was a war hero and died in Iraq. In reality, he died of brain cancer in 2015, 6 years after he returned from his military service. Then there's the years of money laundering and bribes the Biden crime family received, which continue to this day, with ongoing kickbacks from the Ukraine war and the untold trillions of dollars Biden sent there. $5 million from Burisma, 10% for the big guy, not to mention the Hunter Biden laptop, filled with firsthand evidence of criminal activity that's been verified to be legitimate, yet nothing has been done and nothing will be done. Instead, the establishment, the deep state, the globalists, whatever you want to call them, have gone after Trump with everything they have. Trump's time in office was marked by a constant barrage of attacks from those on the left and those on the right. Regardless of the fact that all the accusations against Trump have been eventually found to be false, and regardless of the fact that all the accusations against Biden have been verified to be true, this is the state of our justice system today. Not to mention all of our three-letter agencies. Everything is corrupt to the core. As I've said before, I no longer refer to Democrats and Republicans. They're all corrupt. I now call them communists and politicians, and there's nothing new under the sun. Let's read a bit from Isaiah 59, which describes our nation and its leaders today. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or his ear dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue mutters wickedness. No one enters suit justly. No one goes to law honestly. They rely on empty pleas. They speak lies. They conceive mischief and give birth to iniquity. Their works are works of iniquity, and deeds of violence are in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they're swift to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Desolation and destruction are in their highways. The way of peace they do not know, and there is no justice in their paths. They have made their roads crooked. No one who treads on them knows peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We hope for light, and behold darkness, and for brightness, but we walk in gloom. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. We hope for justice, but there is none. Justice is turned back and righteousness stands far away, for truth is stumbled in the public squares, and uprightness cannot enter, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. I should feel sorry for Joe Biden. Certainly the revisionist history books will laud him as a great leader, an overcomer, an underdog who made good. But he knows the truth. His life has been one of constant lies, cheating, stealing, and swindling. Not the least of which was the stolen election of 4 years ago. You know, the one he boasted about beforehand, stating that he had the most sophisticated voter fraud system the country had ever seen. The fact that that election was grossly and obviously stolen has been swept under the rug by the fact-checkers, and those who will never accept the official results will forever be labeled election deniers. Now Joe's time is almost up and his days are numbered. Life goes fast, and we only get one lifetime to live honorably for the Lord. As Christ followers, we should pray for his repentance and salvation, even at this late hour. But I fear he's long ago been given over to a depraved mind. God would save even Joe Biden, but that's the one thing that really is up to Joe, and I don't see humility or repentance in his future. Now the Communist Party in America seems to be scrambling for a replacement. Right now they're telling us Kamala Harris has the most support, even though she's less popular than the likable elderly man with dementia. All this has made politics interesting again. So go ahead and watch what unfolds, but don't believe what the media shows you. It's just pretend, just make believe. I'm sure they've already selected the next chosen one. And it wouldn't surprise me if their pick has already had their name printed on the ballots for November. It's all theater, it's all scripted, and we didn't write this movie, we only get to buy our tickets to watch it all unfold. As for Trump, his character in this movie is the good guy to those who love this country and yearn for justice, righteousness, and common sense. I hope he's more than just a character in the continuing saga of American politics. I hope he believes what he says and that he's for real. In his rallies and speeches, he talks about God, but I have yet to hear him utter the name of Jesus. So I'm left to wonder who his God is. We need to pray for Trump, too, that he really is serious about honoring God, because unless he makes Jesus Christ his Savior and his Lord and has the courage to unashamedly lead Americans back to him, even if he takes the Oval Office again, we'll continue to live under God's curse. Because we have but one hope, spelled out in Psalm 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 436.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.